Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Great program lined up for you today. Rafael Cruz, Pastor Rafael Cruz will be with us in our final hour today. We'll be visiting with him, calling all pastors, the church. Significant stuff happening with regards to that, so he'll be joining us today. Ward Connerly will be joining us. He just got back from being at the Supreme Court at SCOTUS and working on behalf of again continuing to overturn and repeal affirmative action once and for all. We are one nation under God. We were founded on the principles that all men are created equal. We don't want quotas for minority. We want everyone to be able to compete, to be able to do their very best. The Word of God says, do everything as unto the Lord. And as we do all unto the Lord, as we do our very best, and I by the way, I want to congratulate I live in Texas, but that's really not why I'm doing it. I want to congratulate the Houston Astros last night on a combined no-hitter. And what's cool about that is that you had four pitchers that pitched, and together they achieved what had only been achieved once previously in 118 years of World Series play. In 118 years of World Series play, only one other time, Don Larsen, 1956, the perfect game, had a no-hitter been pitched in the World Series. In a playoff situation, it had only happened twice before. Don Larsen and Holloway pitching for the Phillies, actually, and ironically against Dusty Baker's Cincinnati Reds, had pitched a no-hitter quite a few years back. But this is really unique. And then the other thing that I thought was so amazing, if you watched the interview after the game, you saw an interview with Christian Javier, who was the starting pitcher, a young man in his early 20s, that threw six innings of no-hit baseball. And when he was interviewed after the game with his translator, they ask him, how did you feel about this? Were you surprised about this? And he said, well, no, not totally surprised, because his parents, listen to this, his parents said, tomorrow night, we believe you're going to throw a no-hitter in the World Series, because with God, all things are possible. We believe you're going to throw a no-hitter in the World Series, because with God, all things are possible. And they were able, and of course, they go on about, whatever. Folks, that's the most important piece of news there. Family. His parents speaking life over him, encouraging him, and hearing from the Lord and speaking that word to him the night before he's to pitch. We believe that with God, all things are possible. And we believe the Holy Spirit is saying, you're going to do something that has only been done one other time in the entire history of the World Series
games, you're going to throw a no-hitter. That's amazing. So congratulations to the Houston Astros, but more importantly, praise, glory, and honor to our God. I'm very excited to welcome my very first guest. He is the founder of StopHate.com. He is also the director, the producer of BloodyHill.com and several others as well, exposing what really happened on January 6th. And we want to talk about J6. We want to talk about these elections. By the way, just want to get this out there. Yes, I did. Yesterday, I went and I voted. Couple of them, I held my nose, but I voted anyway. One of them, I'll just tell you, I can't vote for Andrew Murr. So I didn't. That was one I had to skip over. So whatever happens there is going to happen there. But, I can't vote for that. But otherwise went down the ticket. And you know, voted Republican, and then I will hold every single one of them accountable to do what I am sending them to do. So there you go. It's an important election, David. I know we hear that, right? We hear, oh, you know, this is an important election, but this one, I mean, I don't know about you, but this one feels really, so I'm 60 years old. I've been voting since 1980. This one feels different.
Yeah, I tell you what, they seem to be, getting a little more important as we age. I don't know. It's, you know, the last one was a pretty big deal, you know, to me for president, and we see how that turned out. Mm-hmm. I have my concerns, brother. You know, the Abbott versus Beto thing really is a point for me to look at, because we see the same thing with Biden and Trump. You know, oh, it's close. You know, Texas is gonna do this, gonna turn blue, gonna, you know, for a long time. And then we see the behind the scenes stuff, the app that Beto has that people can, you know, I can't go in to register to vote, so I'm gonna fill this app out. Y'all come to me and register me. Well, I wonder how many Republicans were registered through that app. You know, none. So, you know, you look at the big tech issues, you look at fraud, you look at what happened last time, and you look at the optics of the media. You know, they learned a long time ago that saying out loud that Hillary's going to beat Trump 95-5 didn't work. Right. The polls didn't match. But the other day I had a guy tell me that he wasn't worried about the Abbott-Beto race because Abbott's winning by 11 or 12 points. And even if he, you know, lost 6 or 7 points, he'd still win by a couple points, and he's really not concerned about it at all. And I'm like, you still believe polls? So, you know, these are real things. If we lose Texas, man, the country's done. That's all. And I'm not, you know.
I'm there with you. Well, you know, I was reading an article too in the very fair Texas Tribune. I say that, yeah, with that, that was complete satire, ladies and gentlemen, complete. But I was reading an article in there talking about the school board elections, and they were just going on about how, you know, these right wing religious fanatics are trying to, you know, have been taking over the school, and they're the reason why the rest of the country is, you know, the way that it is, because if we could just get the Texas school board to go left,
you know,
and be more inclusive and throw God out, and they mention, it's interesting because in the article, one of the things they mention is evolution. And I've been talking a lot about that, David, on the program because there's so much packed in that issue, getting rid of God, elevating creation, getting rid of fathers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to think about where this term and why now moms are no longer mothers. They're just birthers. You want to think about where that came from?
Mm.
Its roots are in the concept, the mindset of evolution. That's where the roots are. Think about it.
It fits hand in hand. They don't need God. They have themselves. They can evolve. They can be better. They can live their best life. They can do all these things. But, you know, I fear for them because we see the end of that. We see what it looks like. And you can blame God all you want when you should be thanking him. And that's the way I look at it, you know, and we're stuck in this cycle of daddy issues, father issues. I was talking yesterday.
All right. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. Cause that's an important one. And I want to hear your thoughts on that. Cause I was talking about father stuff yesterday. As a matter of fact, breaking down and talking about the role and how important it is and how they have removed father out of the picture. And when you look at, you know, we have more children being born now without dad in the picture. And now dad is just nothing but a sperm donor, but dad is also responsible. Men are responsible for how they are allowing themselves to be participants in that. And we'll talk about all that with David Summerall coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, StopHate.com's founder, David Sumrall. David, you were going to tell us a story about a father.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a story about a story. I was just talking yesterday to some people, and you know, we were just talking about some of the issues that we have about, you know, America and leadership and some of the things that we're suffering through as a result. And I believe as much as anybody, a breakdown of the family unit, you know, we see the father being taken away from, you know, the families that need him the most.
Yeah.
When they need him the most. And we know it's systematic in a lot of ways. And, you know, whether it's crime related or divorce related or whatever related it is, it's bad for the family. And, you know, I was thinking about Trump's presidency and, you know, as much as it is, you know, painful for a lot of people, I kind of understand why. We look back to history, and if you ever watched Archie Bunker, All in the Family, and you had Meathead, you know, Rob Reiner is still having the same response to Trump that he did to Archie Bunker for all those years. And I kind of see some similarities there. I see Trump as the daddy figure that didn't pull any punches, that spanked some kids, and they didn't know how to handle that. They didn't like the authority. They didn't like someone telling them how it is. And honestly, that's what a dad needs to do half the time, is tell them how it is. And tell them there's repercussions for your bad actions. And if you do good, you get good. And all the things that a father can lead you in, you know, to be wise and make good decisions. And I think Trump just called people out for, you know, acting like kids, and they didn't like that. And it's the same response to me that people have toward an Archie Bunker type character. You know, they don't want somebody like that, man. And certainly when they're in the wrong, you know, it's really easy to push someone like that out of the way and say, I'm not going to listen to them because they're wrong, when, you know, a lot of times they're right. And, you know, the whole family unit breakdown, brother, it's all about God. It really is. And when you have that disconnect, it trickles down, you know, all the way through everyone's lives. And these kids, man, I think that's why we're losing so many to the medical situation we're in here. Who do they trust? Who do they put their faith in? Mm-hmm. And we haven't done a super good job of proving why we put our faith in God. We talk about it. Hey, it's great. And oh yeah, but what do we really do? Are we human? Do we turn to things that everyone else in the world turns to? Or do we lean in and say, God, you put me here. Let's just get on through this. It's really hard. We're going through some things in our life as well that will test these things. And it's real. But people need to understand that until you get back to God, back to the basics, it's not going to work out the way you plan. It never does. You make your plans and God laughs. It's kind of the way that goes.
Well, it's, you know, that you have this baseline that you are operating in. And I think as we draw closer to him, we more and more realize, David, that it's not us doing it either.
Oh no.
We want to take you know, it's great to take personal responsibility. Those are all good things. But we can't earn that salvation, and we can't change our nature.
No.
The only one who can fix us is God, and that takes a surrender. And it's incredibly hard to do that. And, you know, in relationships, you know, I remember before coming to Texas 11, 12 years ago, we were having some challenges with one of our kids. And I remember calling the pastor that had called me to come and saying, hey, you know what? I'm thinking that I'm disqualified. I can't come. And he said, well, you know, how old is your kid? And I told him, and he said, well, your kid's grown. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, that's between your kid and God, not you. But you do have an ability to influence that based on how you handle this situation. And we had to have a come to Jesus of saying, look, we love you, but we cannot endorse what you're doing. So you need to understand that. And there's an arm's length distance now then between us, predicated on those behaviors. And of course today that person is in Bible school.
Isn't that beautiful?
And yeah, and you know, and leading their family to the Lord. Though they're not leading them, they are walking with God in a very powerful and impactful way.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a beautiful thing, and I love success stories, but I can promise you one thing that he will not take is credit, because it's not his. God gets the glory for
right.
these things. And that's where I believe even our last go-around with Trump as president, did we give credit where it was due properly, or did we, you know, use our pride and say we did this, you know, and I don't know how much that all plays into it. I'm sure it does, but as a people, we have to do better. We have to make the right choices. And that's one thing that we, you know, action is great, and we try to spur people to action all the time, but it's got to be the right action, and it has to be God led. It can't be, you know, all your idea and all what you want to do and this and that. There is that point to where God does his part and we do ours. We can't yeah. sit by and pray this in, but we have to keep busy.
Faith without works is dead. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is David Summerall. He is StopHate.com is the name of his organization and website. They have a number of documentaries they've put together, including one called BloodyHill.com that you've heard me talk about quite a bit here on the program. And David's been a regular guest here now on the program. He comes on probably about every other week or so to talk with us. We've been talking about fatherhood and dads, and I don't want to take away from that because that is an incredibly important topic. And one that is something that is what the left is going after. And certainly this election has a lot to do with traditional family values, fatherhood, the assault on fatherhood, the assault on familyhood, obviously with the SOGI agenda and the gender identification modification agendas and all of this stuff that they are doing, the LGBTQ, the HR5, which I talked about yesterday, and its focus on pushing this homosexual sodomite agenda on our children. That begins too with the assault on our liberty, and it was that assault on children is a part of what brought so many Americans. Some estimates are actually that there were 1 million people there, maybe 1.5 million at the Capitol on January the 6th in Washington, D.C. And one of their issues, besides forced vaccinations and election fraud, and what was being done and what they were beginning to recognize was happening through CRT and this sexual orientation perversion being brought upon children. And they were there to fight back against it. And David, I know you were there. That was, you know, you guys were there. You were videoing, you were documenting what you thought was going to be a pivotal, positive moment in the history of America.
Yeah.
And it has turned into, for many, to be really all of us should be realizing that we are living in a nightmare as a result. Joe Biden just came out again and said 74 million Americans are enemies of the state.
Yeah, well, his state. Yeah, I guess he's kind of right about that, guys. I mean, we can't really argue with that mentality. But, you know, I think a lot of people went for a lot of different reasons. Of course, you know, the transvestite story time and everything, the lockdowns, the COVID, the jobs, the schools, the mask, and then the election. You know, it was like a culmination of all those things. People went to be heard, to, you know, make their voices heard peacefully and patriotically. And we saw that. But, you know, the optics of it, I still think it's positive. I still think it's going to be the best thing that's happened to us in a long time, because, and you can't ever get past something if you don't identify it, you don't know what it is. And this whole creepy side of politics has been sneaking in on us for a long time, and we didn't do anything, and we sat by idly and let them take over, you know. And hey, as long as they're not messing with our 501c3, as long as they're not coming for us, we're okay. And now we see this whole overreach of government, man, doing things that are completely not just immoral, they're illegal, and they're getting away with it. So I think that, on one side, brother, it's very depressing and disheartening. I'm tired, man. It's been 2 years of a long fight with very few wins on the board. You know, it's hard to make a point these days. But at the flip side, man, I'm encouraged because of what we have found and where we are at and what can happen now that a lot of this real corruption has been exposed.
Sure.
And I can't even imagine what it would look like, you know, to hold these people accountable for their literal crimes that they've done to the American citizens. So, you know, it's hard to have faith. And some of these people, let's just talk real quick. Pam Hemphill just got out of jail not too long ago. And people need to realize they don't want you to survive.
Right.
And I know that just sounds like, oh, well, of course. But they put this lady in a maximum security, felony only. She had a misdemeanor. And they put her in the second worst prison in the country. You know, the judge said, we're going to send her down to this little medical facility in Texas. But they sent her to the most horrible place in California that you could imagine. They did not want her to survive. The other ladies were hired basically to hide drugs in her room so that she couldn't leave. Once you get caught, you get 4 to 7 more years. We're seeing this with other prisoners in other situations as well. They're putting them in the horrible places that is far and beyond, over and above what the judges are even asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're putting people like that in a harm's way, we got one of our guys today that's going in for his sentencing phase, and you know, they're asking for 9 months for a guy that walked in with a camera, filming, journalist, and didn't do anything violent, never hurt a cop, never did anything. And you to go to prison for that for 9 months, and the people, that's the tiring part, is to see this happening to good people that need support, need help. Then we've got all these other, what we think are good people over here that are quiet and silent and complicit. And to me, that's no better than the government on both sides that are complicit with the murders. We've got people on our ballot right now that know that people died of murder, not natural causes, not a heart attack, not a stroke, not a drug overdose. They know these people were killed, but have they reported that as a crime? Have they reported those murders by Capitol or Metro Police? No. That means they get to go to jail for 3 years. 18 U.S. Code subsection 4 says if you know about a crime, don't tell anybody. You go to jail. So there's a lot of stuff going on. They're not only hiding it from the people, seem to be hiding it from each other, playing a little game with the shell or something. And I don't understand. We're seeing more about HBO. Everything that we put out a year and a half ago is finally coming out. Yeah, HBO was there. Yeah, the FBI was there. Yeah, there were actors. Yeah. All this stuff. Why does it take so long? It's because the people haven't decided that this is our real issue yet. We're not going to go past this. This is where it stops. We're going to fix this and get these people free. There's 900 something people been charged. 2,500 more arrests on the way. When is enough enough? We've seen the cases. We've seen the people. We know it's not true. We know it's lies. But what are we doing about it? Oh, we're going to vote as usual for a bunch of killers. I have a real issue with that, man. I've had it. I've been screaming about this for a long time. And, you know, here it is. Winter's coming, brother. I'm a carpenter, man. That's how I make my money. That's how I pay the Stop Hate crew to keep doing these stories and articles. I may just kick back, take the winter off, you know, because I don't have a lot of work going. Nobody really supports what we do financially, or we would do more. Yeah. So it's kind of like it's a glorified hobby. And if people really don't care and they're really not going to do anything, they really don't want the facts. They don't want this investigation. They don't want to save these people. What am I doing? I'm putting myself in harm's way I've never worked so hard to get myself killed in my whole life. and it's so frustrating. I'm not charged. I'm not a defendant. They never said, hey, you're going to jail or anything. I just said, you know what? I'm fighting for these people. They didn't do anything wrong. I was there. I witnessed it. Mm-hmm. And here I am, all this debt and all this time and all this life later. Everything suffers. You know how this goes. It's a ministry, man.
Yeah.
And yet here I go into the winter thinking, man, we should be, it's almost 2 years. We're coming up on the 2 year anniversary. We should have support. We should have people. We should have funding. We should have, this battle should be close to over. And I fear that it's going to go on longer because the people won't get behind it yet.
Folks, everybody, you know, that's watching, all of you, you're the family. You're our family. You're the ones that as we do this, we need your help, your support. And I get it. I understand where everybody is, you know, kind of on pins and needles right now as far as what's going to happen next. And as if you're paying attention, supply chains, you know, I mean, we're all feeling that right now. There's no question about it. We're all feeling it. The question though is many hands make light the work. And that's why, you know, I ask you, you know, for a cup of coffee, you know, $3, $5, just a cup of coffee, and not even a cup of coffee a day. Okay. A cup of coffee a month or, you know, if you're feeling generous, once a week, we can have coffee. Okay. A cup of coffee. You know, you have no idea what kind of difference you could make. You know, 50,000 people watched our program last week. 50,000 people.
Wow.
If every one of those viewers translated to $3, $3 to say, hey, Pastor, I'm with you. Pastor, thank you for getting up at 4 o'clock every morning, getting out of bed, your body raked with pain.
That's right.
Struggling to get ready, working, getting guests on, staying prayed up, staying read up, staying on top of this. Allowing God to speak words through you. And that's not my wisdom. It's his.
Amen.
Okay. That's why I'm here, is to share what God's telling me to tell you. So you have the ammunition to fight the fight where you are. Man, $3, even $1. If $1 had come in for every one, that would have been $50,000 that came in just last week. 50 grand last week, $1 per person, per view. It would be night and day, the influence we could have. I could say to David right now, brother, we're going to support what you're doing. Here's a check for 10 grand. Okay. I could say to Pastor Samuel, don't worry about them turning the lights out in India on our ministry. There's not a problem. I could say about the 100 pastors, which actually we can't even do that. We have 550 pastors that need our help in India right now, live or die. And I can't scrounge up $600-700 to send so that we can save the lives of 60. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Sumrall, BloodyHill.com, BloodyHill.com, and StopHate.com. And we were talking with you in that last segment, folks, just again, you know, about making a small contribution, $1, $3, $5, PayPal.me/PastorGreg, Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. You can make so much of a difference. David and I are brothers. We want to work together and do some great things together so badly.
We've done some.
We've done a few. We did. David and his precious wife came on, and you can find the video on Rumble and at cg4i.com, and they sponsored a well, and we put a well in that is right now, right this minute, anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 people in India are right now, every day, enjoying fresh water for the first time in their lives. In their lives. Okay? You can be a part of that. You can be a part of helping us to continue to do that. Our widows, we've got three schools now. In just a few months, we're going to need to buy sewing machines for roughly about 30 women so that they can take those new sewing machines and go to work using the skill set that we're teaching them right now to provide for their children. We got to have the funds, $65 a piece. Right now, we have opportunities. If we could buy the rickshaws, they're $450. If we could buy a rickshaw, we can put three Christian men to work because they can take shifts running the same rickshaw and provide for three families. One rickshaw.
Wow. Well, I mean, see what, we're some wasteful people. We throw more food in the trash. We throw more life in the garbage. When we're finished with it, you just, man, all we need is a couple of fish and a loaf or two, and you'll see stewardship, you know, and that's what God's been good to us, man. I tell you what, there's no way we could have done what we've done on the budget that we haven't had if it wasn't for God. And I know you resemble that remark, you know, and listen, being able to help with that well was such a blessing, and it keeps on giving. Just hearing you say that blesses my heart, man. Just hearing you say that it's helping people every single day. And what is it, man? We waste that much money every month, you know? We throw it on food that's not good for us, drinks that are bad for us, things that we shouldn't do and see. We just need to get our priorities right, you know? And honestly, that's the battle that I think we're going through more than anything is, of course, the battle for the soul of our nation, but it's our people. And we see the destruction, not only of the family unit, but of the individual from this system. And I think that's just more to, you know, zap our morale and say, you know, they've got us. There's nothing we can really do at this point. And we can't have that defeatist attitude because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Correct? Amen.
That's where we have to get back.
Hey, that was, you know, kind of my opening today with regards to, you know, Christian Javier, the pitcher of the Astros last night that pitched six no-hit innings because his parents.
Yes.
How cool is that? His parents speaking words of faith over him said, hey, we hear you are going to throw a no-hitter in the World Series tomorrow night. They said that to him the night before. You're going to throw a no-hitter in the World Series, because amazing. With God, all things are possible. And he went out and he did it, and he gave God the credit. He knew where the credit belonged, okay?
That's right.
You know, we choose, and God moves, and he uses us. We are his hands, we are his feet. We have right now in this election a very serious situation, and we have got to stop the onslaught, the tyranny, the tyrannical behavior that is happening right now. And we're going to do it. And I know it's like, you know, we get tired of, I hear your frustration, brother, because it's true. Like, we're going to go, we're going to vote, but that is important. We got to go. We got to vote. But then we've got to go and we've got to knock on doors and we've got to get involved and we've got to hold these representatives accountable for that vote. Yeah, final seconds.
You know, I couldn't agree more with all that. And it's all about action. You know, you can't sit back on your hands. You got to do something. Just talk to somebody. You just go tell them how you feel, what you're up to, what your political leanings are, what, you know, and I don't care. You don't have to have a fight about anything to have a conversation. We have to bring back civil debate. But just pray for Texas right now. I know everybody's got their election, you know, worries and woes, but I really believe that, you know, Texas is in for a bad fight that people don't even realize. They kind of caught us with our head in the ground or whatever. We weren't looking for this and people don't expect it. So that's when they do things. So look at Biden and Trump. I mean, that's the same deal. So just pray for Texas. Like I said, if we lose Texas, the whole country's in a bad spot and we can't afford the issues down here at the border or with anything else that Beto would throw on us. So just keep Amen. Us in your prayers and we'll be praying for everyone as well.
Amen. Get over to bloodyhill.com. If you've not seen this documentary, you really do need to see it. And while you're there, consider making a donation to David and his team. Okay. Bloodyhill.com. Thank you, folks. I love you, David. I love you, brother. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back right after this. Hour number two straight ahead. You're watching ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more right after this brief break. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My goodness. There we go. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.